Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And I truly mean that. I really, really hope that all of us have wonderful days, not because everything is going right and all the stars are aligned, but because we decide, we choose that, you know what, no matter what, even if, you know, work is slammed and you have tons of paperwork left to do, the kids are being a pain in the, you know what, you know, your partner is being also... a pain, you get to just decide, you know, I'm going to love on me today and I'm going to have a great day, rain or shine, right? Cold or hot, whatever you want to, you know, what I wanted to say, I prefer warm. So this is where we are, right? So I want to do a couple weeks where we talk about a specific topic, something that I've been thinking about for a while. So when I started my coaching business, I knew that my journey was unique. You know, my story was unique because when I entered the space, because of my own pain and my own suffering, my own anxiety and trauma, I leaned on whoever was there at that moment. And I worked with a coach, one of my friends who was getting trained, and I didn't understand what coaching was, and she was Caucasian, and she was lovely, you know, and I got so much out of her coaching. Then I got certified, and my mentor, she's also white, and then I hired my one-on-one coach, my business coach, and everyone was the same. And I got amazing, amazing, amazing results in my life with people who weren't even knowledgeable about my culture, right? That's amazing that that could happen in that space without even anyone needing to connect or relate to your lived experience. But when I looked around, and this is something that I kind of noticed subtly, and I think part of me didn't notice as much in the beginning because I think some of you guys may know, I grew up in Southern California in Los Angeles, and in the 80s, growing up here, like, we didn't have a lot of brown people in our community. Forget it, like, our school, definitely not, right? Like, in our school, like, there was two brown families. I'm going to say Indian, actually, because that's the truth. It was me, my brother, my sister, and then it was, like, two other sisters, right? And that was it. Literally, that was it, right? And I know that people who've grown up in other communities and other parts of the country, and I'm speaking specific to everyone in the United States, you guys had a lot more exposure to people from a similar background, but I just didn't. So I got used to, like, kind of fitting in and assimilating. And sometimes I joke that I'm such a coconut because I'm brown on the outside and white on the inside, you know, and not with my belief systems, but just with, like, the way that I fit in, right? Like, the music I like, the way I speak, you know, and just my way of being. So I didn't really notice that then. So when I started being in the coaching space, I also didn't notice too much, right? But then as I went deeper and deeper into my healing and my journey and my work with feeling overwhelmed and kind of not wanting to rock the boat, right? So some of it was like being the sacrificial lamb, and the rest of it was like not wanting to be confrontational, right? And this was like, you know, like in all my relationships, right? Like, we can say, like, yes, of course, you know, in your marriages, you can feel this way, or whatever relationship you have, then you can feel that way. In even as a child to a parent, right? Like, you don't want to rock the boat with your parents. You don't want to rock the boat with your in-laws. Like, we just not wanting to rock the boat. And I got amazing coaching, but sometimes I was like in my brain thinking, like, but you guys don't get it. Like, we've been trained as little brown girls you know, to be good, be nice, fit in, and kind of pretend like you're not brown, right? And like, you can, a lot of people can have the first part, which is similar, right? No matter what your background is. But then the second part, you know, fit in, that goes back a long time, many centuries, right? Like generations where we were always wanting to fit in. And then we had colonization happen, right? And I'm speaking specifically to the South Asian community here, right? But we got colonized, right, by the whites. And we almost created this shame, right, around being us, being brown. Like suddenly, you know, doing what the English did was better, right? The way they dressed, the way they spoke, their education, right? And all of this like happened over time, and some stuff was not so subtle, but most stuff was really subtle, right? So now we're having our grandparents or parents who grew up in that situation, you know, immigrate, and we're immigrating to the West, right? And I'm looking back on it, like no one ever told me like just fit in, but it was kind of understood. So of course, fast forward, now I'm in this coaching space, and my brain really didn't notice the differences until I went deep. And that's when I knew that something was missing, and there's a place and a void that I could fill, right? And it took me a long time to actually like admit it to myself. But the reality is like, there was not that many people who look like me in my space, and I'm very open and willing to share, which is also the opposite of what my tendencies would be normally, and also my community. And so initially when I started working as a coach, after going through this amazing transformation myself and understanding that I found my purpose and my passion, like I loved practicing medicine for 15 years, but it was time for a change, right? And there was something that I could do that no one else can provide. So I got, my coach was like, well, Pyle, who better to coach your community than you? You are the coach for the women of color, right? In medicine, right? That was kind of how I started. And so if you notice, my podcast initially was focused, you know, more to like that general space. And then another weird year went by, and I was talking to my business coach, and you know, I was like, you know what? I really end up coaching a lot of South Asian women. Again, I coach women for sure, and I have a different communities, but I'm good at coaching South Asian women in particular, you know, better than others who won't understand their experience. So I leaned into that, right? Like South Asian women in high demand careers. And this last time I just got back from Nashville with the week with my business coaching mastermind. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she's like, Pyle, who do you coach? And I was like, we were just chatting in the car. She just picked me up from the airport. And I was like, she's an artist, and I love that about her. And she's like, who do you coach? And I said, I coach brown women who have it all but aren't happy still. And she's like, there you go. That's exactly what you do. Like, that's the inner passion and purpose that you have. And I turned to her and I was like, doesn't that sound too basic? And she's like, no, it's actually simple and clear to everyone. So here we are. I have rebranded and made some pretty little things for you guys to see and listen to. That's very clear. You know, I'm a coach for women, and I specialize in coaching brown women who want to be happy. And what best way, what better way to knock this out of the park than leaning into that being brown, right? So this month I wanted to focus on the phrase down with a brown. And I use that jokingly all the time, and I think it's fun. And my friend who I was talking to, her name is Teresa, I love her. And our other friend, Kirsty, who lives in Wales, we were chatting, and she's like, I just want to make sure, like, can we use that word? Because they're white, right? So it's like, can we use that word? Is it one of those things that only you guys use for your community? And honestly, I'm learning too. So if you guys have any insights and you would like to share with me, I'd love to hear from you. But I find no offense to that, right? And I actually like looked up, you know, being brown and what is that? Who identifies, and it's like, this is what it says. Brown has been used as a term in popular culture for some South Asian Americans, Middle Eastern Americans, Native Americans, and Latino Americans for self-identification. Doesn't sound anything derogatory to me for sure. But yes, if you know, you guys have your different opinions or offensive, whatever, I would love for you guys to open the conversation with me. I'm always learning. You know, I learned about pronouns. I learned about so many things. So I think it's so fun. Anyways, so down with the brown. I'm leaning in and I want to tell you guys that the reason it was important for me to share this part of my story was I took so much time and I was so wishy-washy in saying the word brown, you know, and for the reasons that, you know, I just mentioned, could it be offensive? Is it, you know, layman, whatever, what is it? And the reality is like, no, we do identify, at least I do identify as being brown. Yes, it has to do with my skin color, but also it has to do with my culture, my family, the generational stuff we pass down, the generational trauma that happens, and the legacies that are left behind, right? I'm proud to be brown, but I wasn't always that way. And I had this discussion with one of my clients yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, growing up and seeing another person who was also an immigrant, you know, and how would our families respond? Like, how would we relate to each other? How we connect to each other? And I thought it was very interesting in our community, and this is what I experienced, was like, we weren't like trying to be friends with them. We weren't trying to connect. It was like, and you guys know what I'm talking about, that stare down that happens. You're like, oh, you're, you know, you look like me. You're, you know, for us, as you're Indian, you know, and we just like stare, the stare down happens. They're staring at you. You're feeling uncomfortable. Maybe someone of your family staring at them. And then you just move on. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy that that is like my memory of like what happened when we found a stranger who looked like us. And I just want to say, like, it's not always like that. I've noticed people in, you know, other communities, you know, also brown, be like, hey, where are you from? And they start chatting and they like want to connect, right? But that wasn't true for me. And when I had kids, like, I kind of leaned into being like brown, but the reality was like, so their dad is also Indian, but like the reality was like, I wasn't truly into it. And I think the first time that I noticed that was like when we were talking about what's like names, right? And I was like, my first thought was, it has to be a name that's easy to say, because my name used to get jacked up all the time. And I've done an episode on this about like how I did a whole talk on saying my name correctly and how it took me like almost 4 decades to correct people to say my name. And so I don't want my kids to go through that. Fascinating. So picked pretty, you know, phonetic names. And so my older one's name is Arjun, A-R-J-U-N, Arjun. And he just turned 11 a couple weeks ago. And we celebrated watching Hamilton, lucky dog. And then today is actually my little guy's birthday. And his name is Om. And his name came about when I was in yoga class, like mommy and me yoga class. I was pregnant. And I was like, wow. You know, this is interesting. Looking back on it, I was so concerned about like how they're going to fit in. And to be honest, they live in a different world than I did, where everyone's leaning into being unique and different. And I actually find that the opposite is happening. Like I have cousins and family who've picked names that are completely not ethnic just to, you know, switch the switch over. And then I find celebrities wanting to look for names that are ethnic. So I think it's like a fun blend of just doing whatever you want to do. So what does brown mean to you, right? You know, if you identify as being brown, or if you have friends who identify as being brown, like what does that mean to you? And in what ways do you lean in or lean out. I thought this would be a fun way to start this series. I just have so many fun things. I'm going to share mentors to share about like people I follow in our community. And like my heart's desire is to literally help every brown woman I can with living her best life, for not feeling stuck and anxious and overwhelmed and constantly spinning in like doubt, right? Like, am I doing it the right way? What other people say matters. Like, none of that has to be a burden in our lives. And so this is truly my mission, to create a space to talk about these things. So I love, love, love hearing from you guys. Please share this podcast with someone you think would benefit. 1, 2, 10 people, right? You know, you don't have to be identifying as brown to enjoy learning in this space, but especially if there's someone who could identify, like, this is the place to be so we can open conversations that haven't been opened yet. And I'm a doctor, trained, did the right thing, check, 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 and decided to do something different. And you're going to hear all about, you know, the challenges we go through when we tap into like what we really want and what our identity is. And when we choose to change our minds, right? Like, because even that's like a big taboo thing. Oh, but you decided you were going to do this and now you're doing that. I have some funny stories about that. So I just want you to think about, like, what does it mean to lean into being brown? How do you support your brown community? And maybe you haven't done so already, but how do you want to support the women in your community? I'm Pyle. I'm a coach for women. I coach brown women who have it all but aren't happy. I said it out loud, right? And you know what I love? I love my clients who are not brown, who are like grateful that, you know, I have them in my world. And I'm like, no, the pleasure is mine. Like, I love having you guys, women like you, who are so supportive and so woke and understand, you know, that it's not the same experience for all of us. And next time I do want to talk about, like, you know, my interaction with some of my friends or my friend coaches or just friends who, you know, are African-American and identify as Black, you know, and that would be really fun for next time. But yes, please let me know what you think. Share with a friend. Please write a review. And also, if this triggered something for you and you're like, yeah, I want what she has, like one of that When Harry Met Sally moments, you don't have to wait, right? Get on my list, reach out, email me, book a consult. I'm doing one-on-one support for women right now, and I'm taking on new clients. So let's do it, right? It will never be better when. Thank you for listening, guys. Hope you have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.